You know that thing, your rear wood, you got to have somebody watching the rear. When that rear guard comes in through that gate, then you'll get your certificate. We aren't through marching, folks, by faith. We've got to join the crowd that's got to finish this thing that Abraham started. He started it. Now I want you to go through the Bible and notice some of these people that Abraham was the progenitor of. In the 24th chapter, he had a son named Isaac. I'll tell you one thing. Well, first thing, I want you to wait. Don't go to 24. Stop over here at verse 21. Here's a sad part of Abraham's life. It went along with that march of faith. All right, verse 5. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. He was 100. That child of promise. Sarah laughed, said, God made me laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. God made me. She remembered God coming up in that tent in the heat of the day, and she laughed. God said, you're going to have a baby. Now she says, got that baby. She said, God made me laugh. Isn't that wonderful? And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have gotten given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age, and the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast when Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar. See, he had another wife, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking Ishmael. And she said unto Abraham, cast this bondwoman out. Get rid of that wife. And get rid of that little boy that's out here mocking my son. Woo! And the thing was grievous unto Abraham. I'd hate for God to put some of you folks on a predicament like that. I've got a sneaking idea you wouldn't be around much anymore. You'd conk out. You'd fail. You'd quit. Because God would say, you either do it or you ain't going to walk with me no more. All right. And you know what the Lord said to him? God said to Abraham, don't let it be grievous. Said, because of this lad and the bondwoman, what Sarah said to you, you hearken to her voice and send that son of yours and that wife of yours, you send them away. They're not going to be an inheritor with Isaac. He's the seed, the holy seed. You know why? God made the choice. Are you going to go with God's choice or your old sorry choice? Selfish choice. Abraham never questioned God. He never questioned God. He sent him away. Now, you know it was hard for him to send his son away. Hard for some of us to give up our children or move off from them so God will keep his word to us and save our family. Sometimes living around your family, you can't save them. Some of them's too big a pain in the neck. You can't live around your family. God said they'll be your worst enemies. Well, he didn't mean they was going to go around and kick you and cuss you and put you in jail or poison you. He meant they would keep you from the march of faith. You wouldn't walk with God. You'd have your mom and daddy on Bud and Sis or somebody around there. And you had to move out like Abraham did if you want to be Abraham's seed.
Amen. Praise
There's a price to be paid. There's a price to be paid. Then that boy got big. He got to be 40 and he needed a wife in the 24th chapter. He sent his servant Eliezer over and back to Padan Aram where he came from to get a wife from among his own house and kindred. They wasn't idolaters. He went over there and went to the home here of Laban, his mother's brother. They had a beautiful daughter named Rebekah. And that servant got down and prayed and said, Lord, if you've given me God's speed, said, deal with that girl to go back home and be the wife of my master. You know what? That's the type, Eliezer's type of the Holy Ghost. Abraham's a type of God the Father. Isaac's a type of Jesus the Son. Rebekah's a type of the bride of Christ. And here's old Eliezer, the Holy Ghost over there, sent to get the bride. Now, hey, don't you put your hand under my thigh and swear you ain't going to get an old gal, just any old gal for my son. Oh, you need to worry, the Holy Ghost ain't going to get just any old gal for your son. Hey, Father, you ain't going to take any old gal for your son, are you? You know what he said? No.
Go ahead. All right.
You're going to be a spatial gal. You're going to be an obedient gal.
Amen.
You're going to be a holiness gal. You go there and you get one of them special ones I got prepared. All right, verse 58. They called Rebekah and said unto her, Genesis 24, wilt thou go with this man? Oh, she says, I will go. She hadn't even ever seen him. I will go. And they sent her away with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed her. And they said, you're our sister. Be the mother of thousands of millions. And let thy seed possess the gates of them that hate thee. And she arose and her damsels and they rode on camels and followed the man. And Isaac, God was working.
Amen.
He came from the way of the well of Haroi, for he dwelt in the south country and went out to meditate, verse 63, in the field at eventide, sundown. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming.
Yeah, yeah.
The bride.
Wonderful.
Seed of Abraham. For us to be, they were the progenitors of the faith that you and I possess. And she lifted up her eyes and saw Isaac. And she lit off the camel. That meant she fell off. She was so excited. And here's what had happened. She had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, that's your master. Woo! She saw him. She just fell off her camel. Hey, that's what your way you got to be the bride of Christ.
Amen.
And to be the daughters of Abraham. You know what? 1 Peter 3 says, verse 6 says, you're the daughters of Abraham if you do well and not afraid with any amazement. You're not afraid to follow that faith. See, Hebrews 11 also said Sarah had faith herself to conceive and bear seed when she was past age because she counted him faithful that had promised her. Hey, this old unbelief's going to get you. It's not going to put you on the king road. It's going to put you out of the game. You got to be able to walk off and leave things. Mama, daddy, houses, lands, the whole bit. Or you're not going to walk with the Lord. Hey, let's go over here a little bit further and see some more of this seed. There was a fellow named Moses. God had raised him up, spared him during the time Pharaoh decreed the death of every Israeli boy that was born in that particular generation. God spared him. He became the son of Pharaoh through his daughter. But God, after 40 years, he led him out of Egypt. And 40 years later, he sent him back to Egypt, 80 years old. He got away and he met old Pharaoh again. He said, let my people go. Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews. Here was a fellow leading God's people out of Egypt that were the seed of Abraham. That's where the church is today, is in Egypt.
Yeah.
My God, send to Moses and lead them out with the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
Lord, his four compromises Pharaoh tried to impose upon Moses and the people of God. He was the leader, and there was no compromise in him. When he got down to the fourth compromise in Exodus, the 10th chapter, verse 24, Pharaoh, after there'd been no light for 3 days, you could cut the darkness with a knife. You could feel it. It was so thick. Pharaoh said to Moses, go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. He said, hey, you can go, but don't you take them cattle and flocks with you. You leave them here. See, he didn't have none. God had already destroyed with thunderbolts and all. He'd killed all the livestock in Egypt. But down in Goshen, there wasn't no thunderbolts. There wasn't any darkness. There wasn't. They only endured the first three plagues in Goshen. That's what the church tells you. This was a type of the Lord's coming. Well, if it was, the church is going to get the first three plagues on them. Yes, they are. They're going to get them first three plagues. You're going to have blood to contend with in your water faucets. Yep, you're going to have frogs in your bedroom, your kneading troughs. That won't be the same things, but you're going to have three plagues like the church. You're going to have them blowflies messing with you. All right, let's see here. Our cattle shall go with us. There shall not be an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve. See, you got to serve God. You can't fool around with God, just halfway serve him. We must serve the Lord our God. And listen to this. We know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come out into the wilderness 3 days out of this mess. We don't know what God's going to demand of us. We've got to carry everything.
Yes, sir.
We'll go with our young. We'll go with our old. Yes. We'll go with our flocks and with our herds. Yes, you remember that film, The Ten Commandments, old Moses leaving Pharaoh, and he said, you can go. He says, for I know that thou art great and thou art God above all gods. Woo! Praise the Lord. This is a seed of Abraham, ladies and gentlemen. They don't compromise.